Hi and welcome to What's Next Again, airing from the Web 2.0 conference Hey 2007 in Stockholm. And joining me now is Andy Smith from Jaiku.
Thank you, Thomas.
And you say Jaiku, or how do you pronounce it? That's one of the big questions.
If you're speaking English, Jaiku.
Yeah.
If you're from Europe, we're happy to have you use Jaiku.
And if you're from Finland?
From Finland, they say Jaiku.
All right. So yeah. What about the name?
What about the name? It's a cross between two words, haiku, the Japanese word for sort of, you know, a short poem about very imageryful about a moment kind
right.
of thing, and then the word yoiku, which is a Finnish word about, it's a song about a moment. They're like these little sort of folk songs, I guess, that Finnish people sing. Not being Finnish, I don't have a huge amount of background on that, but from what I understand, yeah, they're songs about sort of made up songs about times and places.
Have you heard one?
No, I'm supposed to, though. I've been my coworker, boss dude, Yuri, has been planning on playing some for me, as the American in the office.
Okay, so can you explain the concept of Jaiku?
The concept of Jaiku is, well, I guess the buzzword would be presence. The idea is you can share information about what you're doing or things you're doing online as well as in the real world from as many places as possible. So from your mobile phone, there's both SMS in and a client that will share your location or stuff like this if you actually choose to share it. It'll give you an address book. It'll overload your address book in your standard like Nokia address book and give sort of presence information, tell you what kind of information people are sharing. So stuff like location, where they are, what area of town they're in. We can do that based on cell IDs, as well as sort of what their status line is, what their away message. Maybe they're out grabbing beers or something like this. And it allows you to see that all in your phone. Theoretically, the two most common questions you ask when you call someone are can you talk, and where are you now? Followed probably by what are you doing, I guess. But we can answer a lot of those questions without you even having to make the phone call. You can look inside the phone and see that. Additionally, there's a whole web service involved. So the whole idea is to have, again, as many ways to get the data in and out. So we have open APIs and things of that nature to allow the free flow of information.
It has been described as a nano-blogging, micro-blogging, or what kind of words?
I've heard that word. I always feel sort of sort of offended with it, because I feel like, well, we do actually so much more. Because, I mean, we're aggregating, pulling in content from so many places, and we're merging it into your thing, and it's really like it's more about your real life than it is about what you would write in a blog. What you write in a blog is this premeditated thing. And even if it's a micro blog, you're still sort of you're still sharing specific information bits. And so we have this. It's there. It's in there. But that's one facet. Whereas you're actually sharing so much more information, and you're able to suck in so much more information to build the content about yourself and see the same content about your friends. So much more useful information than simple what you're going to share with the world right now. Oh, look, I came up with something clever to say, kind of stuff.
And when you mention Jaiku, you also have to mention Twitter.
Right.
Right. So how did it all start then? Is this a copycat of Twitter with just some more functionality? Or
no, the Twitter model showed a certain sort of SMS concept, right? That it showed that people want to get a lot of information from their mobile environment, be able to share these things while they're on the road and doing things like this, even though most people use it through IM and things like this as well. But the idea for this is to sort of take some of the good ideas that they have. They weren't started so thoroughly different. Twitter wasn't really popular when Jaiku was starting or anything like this.
How far is it between Twitter and Jaiku?
I'm not really sure for certain. Twitter existed as a different thing for a little while as well, and Jaiku did as well. So the current sort of incarnation of Jaiku has been around since about October. So it's still quite new. So yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the split is though.
And you are attracting a lot of attention right now.
We recently had some high name people sort of publicly embrace Jaiku.
And yeah, so for example, we have this story about Leo Laporte.
Leo Laporte,
which has the tweet show This Week in Tech.
Yeah, so many podcasts and videocasts out of that guy. It's amazing. He really brought a lot of followers. There's a lot of Leo fans on the show.
So the story was that he had some kind of doubts or about the conflict between the name Twitter and his podcast's network called Twit.
Yeah, I can't necessarily... I don't find that a particularly great argument. It seems sort of a weird naming thing, which as a developer, it doesn't weigh too heavily for me. But I do think that there's, for the kind of audience he's reaching and the kind of things he's doing, it makes a lot more sense for him to be using Jaiku. For example, we have comments. And the fact that basically all these people aren't just spamming everybody else with messages to Leo and getting spammed by messages from Leo, because we can also do stuff passively via the phone. It allows us to sort of moderate the conversations, keep things more siloed into what you're actually interested in. So if you're not interested in Palm stuff and Leo talked about Palm stuff, you don't have to listen to all the stuff that other people are saying about Palm things. They can all just comment. And for someone
how do you do that? I mean, you create a filter, or how do you mean? Like, you can control it?
There's comments on the system, so you can add a comment to a post. So if someone posts something like, so if you were to take the standard model that they're using and just say, like, let's say we are going to send a post in, that post shows up as an entity on the site that you can add a comment upon. And so then people who add comments on that are now in that thread. So they get updates from that comment thread, but people who aren't in that comment thread, who are just following Leo, don't get the updates. So that way they don't have to see everything that's happening around him. So since there's so much activity around him, because he's sort of a popular personality, it helps you stop some of that overload of just so many people talking about so many disparate things.
In your presentation before, you talked about social networks and you mentioned MySpace and some others, and sort of like they are not the fun place to be, sort of like compared to Jaiku and Twitter.
One of my good friends back from the Bay Area, his name is Jonas Lester. He's a sociologist guy and been involved in lots of social networking stuff, and he's been around long enough to be at these things from the beginning. And he used to always go up, and this was, even a couple of years ago, go up and give these presentations and say, look, these things are not social networks. A social network is social, right? And these things are community sites. These things are places where you can build little communities, and you can build communities around yourself or communities around other things. And it's not a social network should buy you a beer, is what he'd say, or give you a place to sleep at night, right? And that really, I felt very strongly about that. I felt that you shouldn't be needing to necessarily post blog entries to some site. They should be able to absorb your blog. It's not about what you're saying you're doing. It's about what you're doing. So we should find out who you're talking about. We can infer your social network, because you're always saying, oh, I hung out with this guy today, and things like this. And that to me is a goal, a personal goal for social things. But I think we're getting much closer at Jaiku than all these sites that are really just talking about
yourself.
But
is the difference then that this is sort of in real time?
Oh, that too. Yeah, no, there's definitely a huge difference being in real time. We have the ability to see things as they happen, first off, right? But additionally, it's just that it means when you're walking down the street, you might suddenly see something new. That if you actually walked all the way home, you would never have swung by the place where your friend was throwing DJing a show or something. But if you're on your walk home and you say, oh, well, Thomas is DJing a show over here tonight, I could walk over there. It means these things actually happen. Whereas in MySpace, you get home and then you take off your shoes, you go sit down on your computer, you open it up, it's like, oh, Thomas is DJing a show tonight. Well, I don't really want to put my shoes back on and walk back outside in the
cold. So to what extent is Jaiku today used on cell phones compared to on computers, sort of? How mobile is it?
We have a very, I mean, as far as like the capabilities of it, the capabilities on the phone are, we have actually some things that you can't do on the website just because it has this sort of buddy list idea. And so you get a lot more, there's not this concept of a buddy list on the website. On the website, you have a stream concept. It's a stream of updates coming in. And the newest versions of the client that are sort of entering beta pretty soon will have this stream functionality as well. So you can see the updates as they come in with comments and things like this, whereas the phone doesn't show comments, doesn't previously show comments, and it would just sort of show status. But it allows you to have this passiveness, which is very important, because it's people really do get frustrated having so many SMSs and stuff like this coming in. It's the only way to take something there if you don't have some sort of client like this.
What about, you mentioned cell ID early in the conversation when you talked about mobile phones. So sort of you could pinpoint someone's location.
Yeah. Because we have such tight integration with the operating system, whereas something like a Java client generally can't get to this information about what cell ID your phone is, because they're in such a restricted box. Because we have such tight integration with the operating system, we can get to some of this information about where a person is based on you know, the neighborhood they're in, because each neighborhood is covered. You need one cell per X amount of thousands of people, right? And so you need to have them pretty often in a large, dense populated city.
In what countries does this work?
It works everywhere. All GSM networks use the same model. So yeah, it doesn't work in Japan, I guess. Yet.
But I'm just curious. For example, so in Helsinki, you can like on a map, or you just can tell that you have two friends close to you.
You actually don't even necessarily get that. All we do is name them at the moment. So when the N95 comes out, we'll be adding GPS support. Well, it's sort of out already, but we need to add the support to it so that you can actually do stuff with things on a map. At the moment, though, it's just the names of places. And so I know where Newmarkt is in Amsterdam. So I know that if someone's at Newmarkt, I know where they are. And same thing for Helsinki. It's like Albertinkatu and, you know, whatever. Which is where the company is.
But this is just a very technical question then. But are the cells logically named, sort of?
They aren't named at all.
No.
They just have a number. We name them in the system. So
but
the
you can't name every cell in the entire world, or the users
no,
will,
but,
or?
But it turns out people only go to the same places. And so you, so realistically, if you're all friends, you're going to have the cells that you all go travel to quite often will be named. And slowly they propagate. More and more are being named all the time. I mean, I've gone to plenty of places now where I can see the name of something even though I've never been there before.
Your user base, what does it look like? Who's using it?
We have a lot of sort of the blogger type people. So basically the people who are looking for, they like to see new technologies. They want to add more live updates. They want to be able to blog anywhere they are, right? And so they want to be able to post live updates and have it sort of show up on the sidebar of their blog or something. We have people who just travel a lot, so they like to have it on so they can show where they're going. And so you can see, oh, now he's in Sweden, now he's in the US, things like this. And you have a lot of just sort of like the tech, the people who always jump on any new tech thing. So they're like leading edge tech people. And personally, they're sort of my target audience. I really like seeing people who are interested in new things, because they always have a lot of experience giving feedback on these things because they want to go see it, stuff like that. And then slowly we're gathering more of the type of people who are just sort of, they use it to be more just to talk to people. And as almost all the people I know in Amsterdam who are using it now are that type of people. They're these people who they said, oh, well, this is actually a really cool way to actually keep in touch with my friends. And so they started using it for that. And then I see them on the service and I chat with them and I sort of get pulled into their friend network. And now I have people to go out with in Amsterdam that I didn't know before.
That's so great.
Yeah, I'm a pretty social guy though. So actual results may be a little slower for some people.
So what about you and the other guys running the company? Who are you?
There's, I believe, 7-ish of us.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Seven
well,
and a half.
I think 7 full time.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have some contractors and stuff. Like, but basically, it's the split is mostly between the ideas of between the web service and the mobile client, and then so there's 2 guys on the mobile client and. Three guys now. He's working a lot on server stuff, so it's mostly service, but it'll also be client related at some point. And then the 2 co-founder guys, so business and media and marketing and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So, and how did it start?
I am probably not the best person to ask for that, but basically, because I wasn't there at the beginning, I'm only there since the beginning of this sort of iteration. But before it wasn't related to the phone. It started off as its own separate site, sort of being about being able to share this data about kind of places and like almost giving reviews of things and stuff like this. And then they wanted to make it more contextual. And then at the same time, Yuri ran into Mika, who was working on this open source client for the phone that overloads your address book with context information. And it was a perfect fit. So they joined up and started putting out cool stuff. And so then I joined. When I joined, they were moving slightly away from just focusing on the mobile client to focusing also on a web service in addition to the client.
Before we finish this interview, I also like to hear some of your thoughts about the future, like with mobile phones, Twitter, Jaiku. Where will this lead?
So one of the nice features in Jaiku is that you can sort of update without notifying people. You can just have it so be a static update. So next time they check that, they'll see. So for example, one of the other web guys, he takes a tram to work every day. And so he made a thing that screen scrapes a website that has the tram information, uses that to update the tram user's presence so that he on his phone can see when the next tram is coming. That way he's able to get this real-world information into his phone. And so I see in the future a lot more actual physical objects, physical things, events, places, being hooked up into these sort of things. We have channels. We were using one for this conference. That's also going to be a big thing. So I really think events are going to be fun. It's going to be a helpful way to coordinate events when there's a lot of places to go in town and finding out who's going where or finding out which after events are happening or just even, you know, commenting on the talk, which is actually quite a lot of fun as well. So I see the future lies in location-based stuff, in physical, like, reality, like keeping track of physical things, and in event stuff.
So far, so fun. So how are you going to make money?
I'm not a business guy whatsoever, so I really detest that question. I think it's very boring, and shame on you for even bothering asking it.
And another one you don't like. How many users do you have?
That's just one that you don't really say to press. So, but it's been growing very rapidly now. So Leo vastly increased our user base, and since he's showed up, so many more people have heard about it that we're getting in the, like, hundreds of blog posts a day and things like this, and so more and more people are seeing it. So it's growing very rapidly. We're scaling it pretty well, though. So we've dealt so well with the massive increase in traffic. So, but we're still pretty new. So it'll be a little while before you go to your, you know, family reunion and realize that your cousin is also using it. But, you know, give it
a few months.
All
right. Thank you very much, Andy Smith from Jaiku, and you are actually the.
I'm Termi on Jaiku, by the way. Termie, in case you want to find me and bug me.
Why do you use that?
Oh, it's a weird name. I used to have a name a long time ago when I was in online computer games, and then people would call me Term, and then someone eventually called me Termi, and I used it when I got on IRC, and it sort of stuck. And so I actually even have the website term.ie. I have a company registered in Ireland so that I can get a cool domain name. I'm very proud of it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.